מועדים לשמחה, לגאולה שלמה. It really is a tremendous privilege to be here as a guest speaker, both because I love being able to come and spend time with Bnei Akiva schools, both Or Chaim and Or Pana, but more so because it's a privilege to be a guest. It's a privilege to be a guest here and call home in the land of Israel, in the land of our forefathers, in the land of our history, in the land that we daven about every single day, that we dreamt about for thousands of years, to be able to call that home and any other place in the world to be a guest is the greatest privilege that I have in my life. And I think that being a guest somewhere does not mean that you don't appreciate where they are. In general, you're a guest in a place with people that you love. But it's really special to call home the place that my grandparents, my great-grandparents, and all of your ancestors before you dreamt to call home. And I think that in the end of the day, everybody here has to see themselves as a guest. This is something so important about what it means to be a Jew. At the end of Sefer Bereishit, towards the end of Sefer Bereishit, we have a pasuk, which seems like a very innocent pasuk. The verse says, "Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Goshen, vayechazuba vayifru v'ribu me'od." It says, "And the people of Israel dwelled in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Goshen, and they held on to it, and they had lots of children." And that sounds like a normal pasuk. Okay, they lived in Mitzrayim. That's what happened at the end of Bereishit. However, the Kli Yakar, who was a Jew living 150 years ago in Europe, wrote as follows: "Kol pasuk ze, this entire pasuk, be'oshmat b'nei Yisrael hu medaber. This entire pasuk is written to the guilt of the people of Israel. Ki hakadosh baruch hu gazar aleihem ki ger yezarecha, because the Lord, hakadosh baruch hu, said that they would be ger yezarecha." What's ger? A stranger. Vehema bikshu liyot toshavim, and they asked to be toshavim. They asked to be people that dwell there. The Kli Yakar is telling us that when we're not at home, we have to realize that we are guests. We have to demand not to be toshavim, but we have to demand the next level, the next step, to be able to go home and to make sure we understand where we are and where we should be. This is our job. It doesn't necessarily mean that everybody has to do the same thing in order to achieve that. But it's incumbent upon us to realize our place within the Jewish people and our movement towards the next level. I think that this is so important, not just in terms of Eretz Yisrael, but in terms of everything in our lives. There's a beautiful Sfat Emet. The Sfat Emet on the Pasuk that tells us that an Eved, a slave, has to get their ear pierced if they want to stay as a slave after 7 years. The Kli Yakar says, why is it that they have to get their ear pierced? So he brings a famous Midrash. The Midrash tells us that the reason why you pierce the ear is because they didn't listen to what Hashem said at Har Sinai when He said, that you are my servants and not anybody else's servants. Avadayam v'lo avadim. So what is it? Why do we pierce the ear? Because they didn't listen at Har Sinai. The Kli Yakar says, I don't get it. Every single mitzvah in the Torah is from Har Sinai. If you steal, we should pierce your ear because you didn't listen to the words at Har Sinai. If you do any of it, if you break Shabbos, we should pierce your ear because you didn't listen to Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kodesho. So why is it that only by this scenario do we pierce your ear because you didn't listen to Har Sinai? The Kli Yakar, the Sfat Emet explains that what it means to listen at Har Sinai is something integral and intrinsic to what it means to be part of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrel said, Na'aseh ve Nishma. I will do, and then I will listen. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean that I'm going to listen to the Torah after I do, because that would mean that you're not actually doing what the Torah says. You're just doing random things, because you haven't heard yet what the Torah wants. But rather, Naseh v'nishma means, I will do, and then I'm going to listen, says the Sfat Emet, I'm going to listen for more. I'm not going to allow myself to be complacent and to live my life just in order to check the boxes and do what I need to do. Rather, I have to demand more. I can't just settle for second best. I can't just settle for what I have now. I have to be continuously be'aliyah, continuously moving forward and going up higher and higher and higher. And that's for every Jew living here and every Jew living in Eretz Yisrael, consistently to be going up and going to the next level. And says the Sfat Emet, an Eved is somebody that just does what they're told. They are told to do something, they check the box, they finish the task. A free person, a sovereign people, are people that consistently go from milestone to milestone. And as Rav Yair and Rabbi Grauer said, they take every milestone as a reason to fly forward and to move forward and to be stronger and to grow and to be greater. This is what it means to be the Jewish people. Never have we stopped. Never have we said that we can't. Never have we despaired. We are the people that continuously move forward and continuously go on aliyah. Aliyah after aliyah after aliyah after aliyah. That's what it means to be a Jew. And I hope that in every way that we live our lives, we'll be able to be free people, sovereign people, not avadim, but moving forward, stepping forward, and moving from every place that we are to the Geulah Shleima, Bimhera B'Yameinu.